a gentleman who nearly became a member of that parish and complained to the pastor saying that his bicycle is stolen. He was so angry and said, "If I don't find it, I will not come back to this church again." So the elderly wise pastor said to him, "Don't worry about it, we will find it certainly." The pastor advised him that he would preach on 10 commandments on coming Sunday. The man has to serve the mass and to be here on the sanctuary so that he can have a look. When the pastor preaches on the 6th commandment, "Thou shalt not steal," he said, "Have a look around the congregation and spot the guilty face." So the Sunday came, the pastor preached. After the mass, the pastor asked him, "Did you find the culprit and got the bicycle back?" He replied to the pastor, "To tell you the truth, I did not get that far. When he came to preach on the 7th commandment, 'Thou shalt not commit adultery,' I remember where I left the bicycle." Yes, my friends, today's reading speak about that we are blind to our own faults, but we are ready to look into others' faults. It was Saint Francis of Assisi who said, "Preach the gospel at all times and when necessary, use words." It is so often true that actions speak louder than words, and a person is known by the actions that he or she performs. However, it must be remembered that a person's actions flow from a person's heart, and thus the primary focus must be on the heart. As the German mystic Meister Eckhart says, "You should bother less about what you ought to do and think more about what you ought to be, because if your being were good, then your works will shine forth brightly." This is an apt summary of the readings of today. Jesus explicates through a proverb and proverbs when it means to be a true disciple. The proverb about the blind leading the blind is a challenge to the disciples to be better qualified than those they seek to serve. This qualification has nothing to do with degrees or diplomas, but everything to do with trying to be like Jesus. In so doing, they will not look for faults in others, but will focus on the positives in them and at the same time constantly strive to become aware of their own shortcomings. This awareness of one's own weakness will make one humble and also more accepting of others. Discipleship, therefore, requires not just good deeds alone. It requires integrity and purity of heart, such as one sees in Jesus himself. A similar point is made in the first reading of today when Sirach points out that a person is known through the fruit he or she produces. The fruit produced is a result of what lies within. This is because what is seen about a person externally is what the person is within. The speech and actions of a person convey what lies in his or her heart and mind. There is a tendency among so many of us today to focus so much on the action and on doing that we forget about being. If you were to count the number of miracles that Jesus, the number totals around 30. In a 3-year ministry of Jesus, this works out an average of 10 miracles a year, or just about one miracle every month, which is not very much. Jesus is not worshipped and adored today because of his miracles, but Jesus is worshipped today because he dared to be good. When Peter, who formed the inner group of 3 disciples, summarized the life of Jesus for Cornelius and his family at Caesarea, he did so in a few words, namely, he went about doing good. In other words, Peter focused not on the external deeds of Jesus, but on what Jesus was from within. Because Jesus was good, all that he said and did was also good. No one except God is good enough to judge others, because only God sees the whole truth, and only he can read the human heart. Hence, only he has the right and authority to judge each one of us. We are often prejudiced in our judgment of others, and total fairness cannot be expected from us. We do not see all the facts, the circumstances, or the power of the temptation which have led a person to do something evil. We have no right to judge others because we have the same faults and often to a more serious degree than the person we are judging. Remember the advice of saints. When you point one finger of accusation at another, three of your fingers point at you. Let us pay attention to the Jewish rabbi's advice. He who judges others favorably will be judged favorably by God.